In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You may be seated. We have the saying of Jesus at the end of today's Gospel, "Go, your faith has saved you." The world has its sayings about faith too, including the one that you've got to have it. But what do people mean by faith? Believing that there is a God? Hoping everything will turn out all right in the end? Being confident in yourself? Is faith when something obviously isn't true, but you choose to believe it anyway? No, none of these are really faith. Not the sort of faith that Jesus would praise as saving, like he does for the Samaritan leper in today's gospel. Saving faith is trust in the promises of God made to us in Jesus Christ. It's believing that for the sake of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, God has forgiven your sins. He's rescued you from your condition as his enemy and given you eternal life and an inheritance in his kingdom as a son. Everything that we heard last Sunday, that eternal life comes by promise, by the promise of the forgiveness of your sins, that faith comes by that hearing. So the most important question about faith, then, is this: in what or in whom is your trust? And the answer to that has to be Jesus Christ, if faith means anything at all. The 10 lepers who called out to Jesus for help seemed to have this faith. They knew who to ask. Or at least they knew the right words to say. But then again, maybe they were just begging, "Have mercy on me." That's what lepers did in the ancient world. These guys came to the right place, whether they knew it or not. But Jesus didn't just heal them right away. He didn't tell them that their sins were forgiven. He didn't give them money to go and buy food. All he said was, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." Now, a leper who got better somehow could always go to the priests at the temple in Jerusalem for an inspection. And after a series of ceremonies and sacrifices, they would be formally declared to be clean, healed, therefore not in quarantine anymore, welcome to come back to church, to the community, to life itself. But there's the funny part. When Jesus sent them away, when they started to go, they weren't clean. Not at first. Not as far as their eyes could see. These lepers believed the words of Jesus. They heard a promise there in "Go and show yourselves to the priests." They don't call Jesus a liar or protest, "Hey, you haven't helped us very much. We're still dirty. We're still sick." They believe the word of Jesus and they set out. And as they are going, then they find that they are indeed cleansed and healed. Faith in Jesus comes from the words and the promises of Jesus. It's a trust that's not with our eyes, but with our ears. Faith is often, as the book of Hebrews says, being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. The lepers trusted Jesus more than themselves, more than their own eyes. His words and his promises were going to hold true, even if they could not see it. This is the one who created the world and everything by the same word. So he could do the same here. More than that, they knew that he would, because he said so. That's what they hung their hat on. Or then again, maybe not. Maybe these lepers just wanted to be polite, and they got lucky. Maybe they figured that they had nothing to lose by going to the priest. Maybe they were too busy. Maybe they could fool them. 9 lepers kept on walking toward the temple after they found that they were healed. We don't know what happened to them, but they probably did what Jesus said. For them, all of this religion stuff was just a bunch of commands. Leviticus says, show yourselves to the priest. Jesus says, show yourselves to the priest. So they're going to go. They'll do the motions. They'll have their rituals. They'll put a goat in the offering and then move on with the life. If you ask them, they would say, oh yeah, I have faith. I even know about Jesus a little. He helped me out once when I was down. I've got faith, sure. That's all that matters, right? But the Samaritan leper came back to Jesus, thankful, praising God, falling at his feet, back to hear whatever this Lord and God had to say. And the Lord draws special attention then to his faith, which is saving faith. Faith doesn't live on itself. Faith comes from Jesus. And faith returns to Jesus. It always comes back for more. It comes back to the source of real life. This story of the 10 lepers probably makes you wonder about your faith. Would Jesus come and praise it and say that your faith saves? Do you assume that you are the one in this story? Or are you counting 9 other people who don't really deserve or appreciate what God has given to them? Or maybe do you have a finger pointed at that one, that sucker, going back to Jesus, thinking that he's better than me? Are you an ungrateful person? Or does your gratitude ever translate into anything more than a private feeling in your heart? Repent. It is always necessary to take stock of faith, to see if you are in the faith, to take heed lest you fall. The desires of the flesh are against the spirit, Paul writes, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. These are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. There is a war and a struggle that never ends in this life within a Christian. And that struggle is part and parcel of living by faith. Examining ourselves as Christians isn't standing in front of a mirror to preen. It isn't seeing our own good works and thanking God that we are not like other men. Sin is like leprosy. It's a disease that is more than skin deep. Now we know the symptoms. We're disgusted to see someone who has all those symptoms showing of their sinful flesh. But we need to look in the mirror of God's law to recognize those symptoms at work on us, and then to look beyond them to our condition, past the deeds or the words, to the thoughts to the faith, even to the unbelief. Because the desires of our flesh wage war against the Holy Spirit. Thankfully, the Holy Spirit wages war also against our flesh. But the Spirit doesn't come from us. He doesn't magically appear in us or remain in us. Faith is created by the promises of God in Christ, as we heard last Sunday. The Holy Spirit is at work in us by the Word of God and by the gifts that the Lord's Word gives in holy baptism and in the Holy Communion. Never apart from them somehow. The Spirit wages war against our flesh, against the leprosy of sin, by these means of grace. And by these alone. Which means that faith can't go on living without them. Those who know the weakness of their flesh and who also know the saving mercy of God in Christ return to Jesus, like the Samaritan. They come not out of a command. They come to hear his word and to receive his gifts, not to be seen by others. They come because they need what he alone can give. The Samaritan recognized in Jesus God in flesh come to him. A God who was not distant or uninterested in him, but a God who had concrete compassion for him. A God who was for him. In the preaching of God's word, in the hearing of the scriptures read here, in the confessing of the creed, in the singing of the faith like that wonderful, lively hymn of the day, and especially in the life-giving body and blood of Christ in the Holy Sacrament, in all of these, you have a God who is for you. You have a God who forgives you. Believing that, Jesus says, saves you and heals you. In the word of the sacraments, especially gathered here with your fellow embattled saints, you also have the weapons to fight against the flesh and against its works. Here, in the word and in the sacraments, you have the weapons to fight against immorality, impurity, idolatry, living your life believing in magic, fighting and jealousy, anger or envy, drunkenness, and every other besetting and befouling sin that harms us. The Spirit of God does not haunt, even if we do call him in the old-fashioned English the Holy Ghost a lot. No, he doesn't haunt. He works through the means of grace, the means that God gives, through the promises given to you in your baptism, through that great inheritance of Christ's body and blood given in his New Testament. Through the simple words that create faith and give healing and salvation, just as he gave to 10 lepers, and which took firm root in at least one of them. How do we know? Is there any evidence? Yes. Faith bears fruit. Because faith is the Spirit's doing. The Spirit bears fruit. In the gospel reading, we see that the Samaritan leper erupted into thanksgiving and praise at Jesus' feet. He kneels down. The text says that he even prostrates himself, lays himself up flat on the ground. This is the kind of worship that only is given to God. It would be wrong to give it to any human. But that's because Jesus Christ is God, Jesus doesn't turn him away. He receives that worship as God, even though he is standing there as a man for him. That is the very same sort of kneeling and bowing that we do when we come and kneel at this altar to receive the Holy Communion. Because it is God's true body and blood. We don't just believe it in our hearts. We also confess it with our mouths. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Master, have mercy on us. And we even confess it with our actions too. Like the Samaritan. So also, while the works of the flesh are evident, the works of the Spirit are called fruit. Faith produces these, like a tree bears fruit in us. Good works, new obedience, holy living despite our flesh that is fighting constantly to ruin it all. The Spirit brings forth, even in us, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. What if you do not see enough fruit? Do you not have faith? It means that you still have your flesh at the very least. It may mean that the war has come to an end and that faith has lost. Lord, have mercy. But what about the person who's concerned about their faith? You won't get any real fruit without faith. But also, you can't get faith just by cobbling together some fruit that was lacking before. Come, like the Samaritan leper, come back to the source of faith. Come to be nourished with spiritual food. Lord says, even in the book of Proverbs, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Repent and be forgiven, healed, cleansed by the message of Jesus Christ, crucified for you, alive from death for you, interceding for you, having mercy on you. The Samaritan leper came back with great fruit, with a tremendous thanksgiving and a praise from God, and Jesus draws his attention and yours, not to the fruits, but to the faith, which he knows. Simple trust in Jesus' words and gifts, which clings to them and which comes back for them constantly. Go, your faith saves you. This faith saves you. Go forth in the confidence of what Jesus Christ has done for you, in the promises that he makes to you. That confidence and trust placed in Jesus saves. And bears fruit. And is certainly cause for thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.